Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, and welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today, I'm talking about something that's for anyone navigating how to live and share their faith authentically. And I really just want to emphasize the importance of being bold in your faith, as one faithful conversation can lead somebody to Jesus and therefore save a life. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about it only taking one conversation. This is especially personal to me, as I was on the receiving side of that one conversation that changed my life, and I get to talk about it today with the person that I had it with, which is a very full circle moment. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Wait, Kelsey, that's so sweet. Okay, guys, I'm Sarah, and I'll be talking with you guys today about boldness. And I'm really excited to do so with my bestie, Kelsey.
Yes, ma'am.
This is actually such a cute moment. So, yeah. Okay, I just want to start this podcast by praying over it before we begin. So, dear God, I just thank you for this day today. You are so good and so holy. We are so blessed to have you. God, would you open this time up in humility so that we can honor you to the best of our ability, God? God, give us the boldness as we speak to other people about who you are and why this is important and why the nations should be reached, God. Do you have anything else you want to say?
God, I thank you for this opportunity and for the fellowship that I have with my friend Sarah, and that we are able to speak over the boldness in our faith. And I pray that you just speak through us, that the Holy Spirit is with us and encourages us and gives us your wisdom and your courage, and that we represent you well. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So the topics that we're going to be talking about today is what boldness and faith looks like, why it matters, and how it has an impact beyond your intention. So first, starting out with the power of being bold in faith and why it matters. I think for one, we are all called to share the good news of the gospel as Christians, and the same word that saved us can save anyone else that you encounter, whether that be strangers, friends, family, coworkers. Jesus comes to anyone with a heart humble enough to accept him. So with that, in Matthew 28:19, it shows Jesus's direct call for us to be bold in sharing our faith, saying, "Go and make disciples of all nations," and in this, we are glorifying God by spreading the gospel. Another really good reason that I think it's so important to be bold in our faith and why it matters is that we grow in our own faith by sharing our faith with others and leaning on God to do so. So what might seem scary or impossible to us is possible with God, which is said in Luke 18:27. And so we should let him be the source of our strength and speak through us when we are sharing. And there's definitely some common fears that come, whether that be receiving judgment or struggling with what to say. But there's also this constant truth that God uses willing hearts and the Holy Spirit guides us. So I really just want to encourage you guys to put your faith into practice, as it takes being faithful to remain faithful.
Also, when defining boldness, all throughout the Bible, it talks about it not being loud or arrogant, and it is humble in heart, but it is also empowered by the Spirit to do what's right and speak with truth and love, and that is rooted in God and his strength. So just a little caveat, because boldness can seem very loud. In reality, it's a very quiet stillness that it takes with a really respectful and gentle heart to other people.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's really important to note that it can seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. We really have this gift of being able to lean on and rely on the Holy Spirit in sharing the gospel and speaking about our faith. And we can see this in scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control."
Yes. I'm so sorry.
This is a clear example that it can definitely be difficult to be bold in our faith, but why we need to push through that and just continue to do so.
Anyways, that was really good, Kelsey. I also want to kind of explain, like, why is it important that other people get on the receiving side of this boldness? And obviously to receive the free gift from Christ, but to know his love unlike anything else. And I believe, like, this is the best and most honoring thing you could do for somebody. And through that, it almost feels like I'm doing someone a disservice by not sharing this with them. And for people who aren't Christian, I can see how it comes off as like, wait, what are you talking about? But in all love and honesty, like, Christ changed my life, and like getting to experience that through other people's boldness, like, what a gift that I get to keep on giving. So that's kind of my 2 cents on it. But
yeah, I think I mentioned this in one of my previous episodes, kind of gave an analogy in helping to understand that it's almost as if, like, you have the cure for cancer and you're not sharing it with others, knowing that you could help people in their sickness and bring them to this healing. I think that's what being bold in our faith and sharing the need for Christ is in a different sense. It brings that spiritual healing to others. And so if we have this gift, it is almost like, why not give it? And so in giving that gift, it really does just take one conversation and a conversation about our need for Christ and our boldness in our faith can change everything for somebody. You never know when your boldness is someone else's breakthrough. And I think a very good example of this is that conversation that I had with Sarah, a good conversation about our need for God and Sarah planting that seed of sharing the gospel with me before I came to my faith. And I was able to water that seed by studying scripture and prioritizing prayer and just building a relationship with God, which grew into the faith and fruitfulness that I have in my life today. And God's timing definitely always plays a part in that. I think that she was called to be bold in her faith through our conversation, and I was also ready to receive God's truth in that conversation during that time with both an open heart and an open mind. But I do think a really important thing to be mindful of in having that conversation is to be faithful and not forceful. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of approaching a teaching of who Jesus is by representing him well in it with kindness and gentleness and faithfulness. I know myself as someone who is on that receiving end that I think this is the best way to get through to somebody and show them who Jesus is and how he's worked in your life by the way that you approach that conversation and talk about him in it.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to tell you a little story.
And gents.
Which I totally forgot about until me and Kelsey had, like, basically me and Kelsey had like a 4-hour long conversation. It wasn't last winter, but it was winter before. And we sat in her car and we just talked about who God is and why he's important. But she brought up something to me that I hadn't have thought about since it happened. In sixth grade, I went to church one morning and I felt this really big tug on my heart. And I was like, okay, I think Kelsey needs to know who Jesus is. And Kelsey would go to church sometimes, but I never really knew like how strong her faith really was. But I knew her favorite snacks.
Oh my gosh.
Her favorite snacks were Peace Tea and Reese's. And I wrote her on a like a little sticky note, and I think it literally just said like, I hope this makes your day or something, and like Jesus loves you or something. And like I didn't say anything else. And I couldn't drive at the time. So Chuck, my father, had to literally get in his Tahoe, drive me to her house, and I knocked on her door and gave it to her. And I just remember her like smiling and being like, oh my gosh, like that's so sweet. And I didn't even remember that I did that. But last year when me and Kelsey were talking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
Shout out Chuck and shout out Sarah for that. I completely forgot about that instance too. And it is really just cool how it's like over time, there's these little things that you can do to share your faith. And that was definitely one little way that Sarah was able to do so with me. I remember, I think the note said something on it, like God put it on my heart to... Okay, I lied. I don't remember that well, obviously, but something along the lines of God put it on my heart and I just wanted to share this little act of kindness and remind you of Jesus' love for you or something. And although that probably didn't get through to me enough at the time to really start walking with Jesus, it was one little step closer and towards him. And I just think it's so cool how we have such an impact on others and how we can do little things to point people to God.
Yeah, I think it also just shows you like the people who are centered in Christ should also be leading by example. And I think what's really cool is like someone who has really strong faith and they show you through the many years of their walk with Christ that like he's still evident in their life and they're doing this by being and showing up for you in love consistently. And I think that consistency throughout like sixth grade all the way to now also points back to people being like, oh my gosh, like Christ kept them in love that mm-hmm. whole time. And it's also like a testament to like, oh, that's why I should also believe this, because it was shown and it wasn't just like a one hit conversation and like now I should change my faith. No, it's a relationship that you built with somebody throughout mm-hmm. the years, and you got to experience that with somebody who kept their faith and held it firmly.
Yeah, the consistency in it is what is just really so cool and touching and sweet about it. Also, now that it's story time, the conversation that Sarah and I did have that kind of opened my mind to being curious about God and beginning to read my Bible and pray prayers of God if you're real, like she said, was 2 winters ago. And that conversation, I don't remember all of it, obviously, but it kind of consisted of her explaining the gospel to me and me asking lots of questions of how could God be real if X, Y, and Z, or I believe that you believe, but I just haven't felt God for myself, or why is there so much suffering in the world if God is real, or why is there so many different religions if God is real? Just all these different questions that I had, and I had no idea that all I needed to do was start seeking Jesus for myself to get those answers to my questions. And I just think it's really cool how it starts with this curiosity and it shows our seeking and need of Jesus even when we don't realize that that's what it is.
Bro, that conversation was like one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to experience. I just remember literally being in there like for it literally was like 4 hours. And was it after, like, what was it after? I can't even remember. But just all of her questions and me, like, happily getting to answer, like, I don't know. And I remember just giving you so many, like, analogies and, like, you being, okay, that makes sense. But, like, what do I do? And I was just like, literally, God will answer you if you seek him. And I just remember telling her, I was like, just try reading your Bible. And I think one of the coolest parts about that was I got to ask my friends who were already believers to pray for her. And I just remember being like, hey guys, like I have this friend named Kelsey and she's really close to like coming to faith. And like, if you would just keep her in your prayers, that'd be great. And then I remember me saying that to them. And then I got a text from her and it was her with her Bible open and she sent me a picture. And she, well, do you remember what you said?
I don't know, but I'm just smiling thinking about this because all these things I had forgotten about, like all these little steps leading to my faith. But yeah, I think it's so sweet that like Sarah had asked her friends to pray for me, and I had this little army of people behind me, and I didn't even know.
Yeah. So genuinely, the verse that says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. Like, genuinely. Like, it's just so cool to see that that has power to it. And on the other hand, when I first spoke to her, I didn't think I was doing anything. Like, being on the receiving end of being bold in your faith is not always a really fulfilling feeling. And I mean, I had so many doubts myself. I was like, am I even saying any of this right? Is this any of this even like truth right now? Like, and sometimes you feel like you're not even putting like any form of like power or even like a dent into like their beliefs. But it is really cool to see that like your small steps of obedience can really create big things. And we serve a really big God, and he can do like immeasurable things with our very small efforts. And that was just really cool to see.
Yeah, kind of to build off of that, I can also understand now, being on the other side of just standing firm in my faith and trying to share that with others, how it can sometimes feel like you're having no impact or you're not getting through to somebody, but you really have no idea how they're receiving that and what's going on internally with them, like how you could be stirring something in their heart or pushing them to take one step closer to saying yes to God. And I think that's kind of how the conversation with Sarah and I went. And in the moment, it probably seemed like it had very little impact. We left that conversation, me still being a non-believer for sure. But I think that it was something that opened my heart a lot, whether Sarah saw that or not. And it was something that pushed me to really commit to starting my faith journey and building that relationship with God. So yeah, just highlighting the fact that whether you feel like you're making a difference or not, God is using you in his own way, and just remaining obedient and being faithful in that is super, super important in having these conversations in your boldness of your faith. So next, I want to touch on how to be bold practically, how all these things that we've talked about can really be put into action and become tangible to have an impact on someone else. Number one, I would say it starts in prayer, just praying for courage and opportunities to do so, to be able to share your faith with others and preach the gospel. It really just takes putting yourself in the position to share your faith and being available when the time comes, but also relying on God for the guidance of both of those.
And also, like, in essence, like, prayer is you humbling yourself before the Lord, so that when you do have those conversations, it is the Spirit speaking through you. Humility is the fear of the Lord. It's wages and riches. It's wages or riches, honor and life. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do, is honor God with our obedience. And I think that what is so powerful about that is, like, we're not outcome driven. We are just taking small steps of guidance and surrendering our will to the Lord daily. And that's what prayer helps us do.
Yeah, I agree. I think prayer really helps put us in the position to be led by God and be able to understand his calling for us and how to go about living out our faith. And that leads me into my next step of being bold practically, which is to live it first, because boldness in lifestyle makes boldness in words more credible, and others can be drawn to Jesus simply by seeing how he's changed your life and seeing the fruits of the Spirit in your life, and really just encouraging or influencing others to also seek him because of those things. I think another thing that can help us to practically be bold in our faith is to just use our story, our testimony, because people definitely relate to that authenticity on top of having the knowledge of theology of who God is and the gospel. Each person's truth points back to the truth of God in the gospel, which is that God loves us so much that he sent his son to save us from sin and give us new life. And so definitely don't shy away from sharing your story and sharing your faith. And then I think another good one is really just be mindful that you don't need to wait for the perfect moment, because any moment is the right moment to save a life and to glorify God. When we are called to do so, to say something, God has this purpose behind it, so don't miss out on his blessing. And then another thing that I just want to emphasize is that boldness isn't about being loud, kind of like what Sarah was saying earlier. It's truly just about being obedient and in your obedience, leading others to the Lord.
And ultimately, we're called to be witnesses of the Lord, and witnessing is living and speaking in a way that points people back to Jesus. And I'm not saying that's easy at all. Like, I mean, I'm even like a testament to like, it's not easy to talk about your faith in front of people. And I think it's way easier said than done. But again, we're called to be courageous.
Yeah, I do think it's one of those things that the anticipation is the scariest part. And once you actually be bold and share your faith, you come to realize that it's not as scary as it seems. And therefore, it might be a little less intimidating the next time. Like I said earlier, sharing your faith can help build your own faith, and being obedient can teach you the importance of your obedience and help you in practicing that obedience moving forward.
Yes, and in Hebrews, it actually talks about God being our forerunner. And essentially, that just means back then, when war would be happening, there would be a forerunner, which is the first person who enters into the war. And so it's kind of like, when you're walking in a room, God's actually walking in first, and you're leading behind him. And I think it takes so much of the pressure off, realizing like, this isn't about us, ultimately. This is about the Lord, and we can't change hearts, but he can. And getting to be relieved of that pressure is just such a nice feeling. And also just knowing that like, it's not about us, and it's not in our own strength. And just getting to sit in a room and talk to somebody and knowing that he is the forerunner is like feeling the room fill with peace and understanding versus like, okay, I want this to go in my control and in my own way. But when talking about like the practicality of how you can become more comfortable in being bold in your faith, it takes like exposure therapy, to be honest. And once you do it a few times, the easier it gets. And once you pray to God about the discernment about how to go about a certain conversation with certain people, it becomes kind of like a second wind sometimes. Kelsey?
Calling in the psych major. And yeah, speaking of exposure therapy and basically just putting yourself in that situation and being uncomfortable to become comfortable, I think another thing that could help and that is probably psychologically based is that just asking those open-ended questions like in therapy and letting people explore their own curiosity by just kind of nudging them to think about things more in depth, I think is really helpful too. But on top of that, like I said, I think that prayer and not waiting for the perfect moment and just living out your faith and sharing your story are ways that have helped me a lot in being bold in my faith. Even in this podcast, like sometimes it does feel scary or like I don't necessarily know if I'm saying the right things, and I just never want to misrepresent Christ to anyone. But I really try to be like authentic with my journey and how I came to know Jesus and what Jesus has done in my life. And just be as vulnerable and bold as possible and always go into it, praying first over it, letting God guide me in that and thanking him for trusting me to like help share my faith and bring others to faith.
A story in the Bible that represents someone acting in boldness is the story in Nehemiah, the first and second chapter, when Jerusalem's walls are ultimately broken and it's destroyed by fire. But Nehemiah is a servant, and he's actually the king's cupbearer. And the king has rule over everything, but Nehemiah has boldness enough to ask the king to rebuild Jerusalem's walls. And a verse that's spoken over it in the second chapter says,
Then the king said to me, "What are you requesting?" So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it." And I think what the coolest part about this is, the king asked what he was requesting, but Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven first about his requests. And so having the boldness to talk to the king for what you're requesting to rebuild Jerusalem's walls, but also having the boldness to ask God first, because that's ultimately what we're doing, is asking God first to help other people come to him and know him. And so, I mean, that's another talk on its own, being able to ask God in boldness for what you want. But he loves when we do, and that's what we're called to do. And through that, we do get to see his fruits and his will play out as it should. Like, guys, this is crazy. Let's debrief this. Bro, Nehemiah, a cupbearer, is talking to the king of the land. Can you imagine being like a little servant and going up to the king and being like, "Hey, I'm requesting this, this, and this so that you can rebuild the city that he doesn't want to be rebuilt"? Like, what? I don't know. For me, that's just like insane. But it's just like so cool to relate back to, of a story in the Bible where it's like, yes, this boldness created so much to further itself later on. And yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Exactly. The story is so good because it shows how small steps of obedience can have such a fruitful outcome. And I think this story is also one that shows both the importance of being bold in our faith, but letting God lead that and relying on him in that. And so kind of just to recap all of the things that we talked about, being bold in our faith can be scary, but it's really powerful for yourself and for others. And one conversation can be eternity changing. So do not shy away from that. God works through our obedience, not our perfection. And so in all of that, I just want to encourage you to think of one person that you can have a faith-filled conversation with, and just pray both over that person and for that conversation, and be brave enough to initiate it, and know that God will meet you in that and lead you through it. Who knows, maybe they'll even get to a point of starting a Christian podcast because of it. You just really have no idea what the impact of sharing your faith and sharing the gospel and being bold in your faith can have on someone else. It can lead them to life.
Yes, and like, what a fulfilling full circle moment this has been. Just getting to see Kelsey develop in her faith, like, I truly, if you asked me a year ago, I would not be like, "Oh yeah, Kelsey came to faith and now she's even in a sense leading my own," because there's been so many times that we're worshiping together at church, or we're reading our Bibles or something of that nature, and I look over and I see her so into it, and like, I've literally had like tears brought to my eyes because I'm like, wow, in the span of a year, like, look what God can do. And of course it wasn't because of just me, but it was just so cool to be a little part in that story for her. And that's also kind of what I wanted to touch on, is like, yes, they're getting to experience faith, but you get to experience faith right back from that. And there'd be times where I'm like, I mean, everyone has doubts every now and then. And when I would be doubting and I would see that, wait, no, God transformed my best friend's life right before my eyes. This is real and this is true. I don't want to say it works, but it does. And it's like truly like life-giving to see how the Lord moves in people's lives and how one person's faith can rebuild another's. And it is like a trickle effect. And that's why we are called to community. And that is just really cool to bounce off of each other. But just getting to see Kelsey in the way the Lord has just softened her heart to so much. Like, yes, her humor is the same, but, and like, yes, yes, like certain, bro, yes, like certain parts are the same. But it's like, you just know. And there's just such a big like radiance and difference. And her desires are different. The way she walks is different. the things that she cares for is different. Like, it's just so cool to see. Anyway.
That was actually the sweetest thing ever. I was just smiling the whole time that Sarah was talking about all of that. And yeah, like, that is my life and my story, but it can also be so many other people's lives and so many other people's stories in so many different ways. And if you can be a part of that, I definitely encourage you to do so, because I'm also just so thankful that Sarah didn't shy away from her faith and that she had that bold conversation with me and that it helped me take a step towards God. And just that God has used her in her own way and has built my relationship with him from it. Yeah, it's just a really sweet thing. And being someone who's both now been on the receiving side of that conversation and sharing my faith and sharing the gospel with someone else, I just cannot emphasize the importance enough of being bold in your faith and the impact that it can have on others. And so if you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that all believers share the dignity of being changed by the gospel and are called to share the good news. And so in doing so, you're taking a great step towards and for him. So thank you guys for listening, and remember to
be bold.
Just be bold.
Be bold, bro.